sure that little screw goes in there.
Mama, do you have to stand over me like that?
I'm just trying to help. I think that little screw goes on the back.
Mama, please, who's fixing this iron, you or me? There, good as new.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Classical Naomi.
Oh, it was fabulous. Take a look at this.
Wow, that's very
impressive, Naomi.
Well, today we just learned the basics, like how to kick and scream.
Shoot, I learned how to do that on my wedding night.
You can make fun of it all you want to, Miss Harper, but ever since that mugging over at Food Circus, Vinton has wanted me to learn how to protect myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there is an awful lot of violence going around. I know I'm scared to death coming home late at night.
Oh, y'all a bunch of scaredy cats. I've been living in this town my entire life and nothing bad has ever happened to me. Present company accepted.
Well, if you feel so safe, how come you have quit going to your bingo night at the Sons of Lithuania Hall?
Because I think them games are fixed. Some Lithuanian is always winning. I can't go to the early bird games and still get home and make dinner, too.
That sounds like a rationalization to me, Thelma. Why don't you just admit you're scared?
I'm not scared.
Well, you ought to be. Why don't you take your head out of the sand and look at the world around you?
Oh, why don't you take your head and go soak it? You think we're living in such a concrete jungle, why don't you join Bruce Lee here and go learn how to break bricks?
Perhaps I shall.
Well, fine, Franny. I'll take you with me next week.
I'd be delighted.
You would love it. The gals in the class are really nice. And Chuck, the instructor, he knows everything about the martial arts. And Sonia, he's very cute, too.
Oh, hey, I want to join, too.
Come on, the more the merrier. I'll take the both of you with me next Wednesday night.
Good.
You know, they take women of advanced stage, too, Miss Harper.
I'm gonna be busy next Wednesday night. I'm gonna go to my bingo.
Now, hold on. With you off playing bingo and the rest of you off with Chuck, who's gonna fix dinner for me and Buzz?
Well, honey, I guess if us girls are learning how to take care of ourselves, you men are just gonna have to do the same.
Well, fine. Fine. I guess if I can fix an iron, I can fix a dinner.
Now, where's that plug?
Here we go.
Well, that smells good. Just like the stew Grandma makes.
Taste it. Go on, taste it. Taste it.
Delicious.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute, Dad. This is Grandma's stew.
Well, maybe she kind of got the ingredients together for me before she left, but I heated it up myself.
Good heat, Dad.
Thanks, Buzz. And now, for my own special touch, a nice green salad for a balanced meal. Dig in. Well, Mama, I thought you were off playing bingo.
Grandma, what's the matter?
What, Mama? Oh, no, come on, don't play games. Talk to us, Mama. What is that little piece of scrap?
Well, I think her purse is supposed to be on it.
We're getting warm. Mama, what happened to your purse?
He took it.
Somebody took your purse?
I held on tight, Buzz.
Yeah, tight. Come on, close tight.
Pulling, Vinton.
Mama, just sit down here now.
I held on real tight.
Yeah, I know you
did. Grandma, have a drink of water.
And relax.
Shayna.
Yeah. Are you all right?
Lord, I'm shaking worse than a wino in Prohibition. I think I'm all right. What's this cabbage doing in my stew?
Never mind that. How did it happen?
I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to know about it.
Well, you don't have to tell us, Grandma.
Thank you, Buzz. It was at the bus stop on 3rd and 8th. I just missed my number 17, so that meant a whole other half hour of waiting. Well, so I figured I would just catch the number 9, and then I would transfer to the 103. Vinton, you know that cabbage don't go with stew.
Get to the robber.
All right, just a can tell it my way. Anyway, all of a sudden, this robber comes out from nowhere. And I was even glad to see him. I figured I'd ask him if he knew what time the number 9 was due. Well, before I could even get a word out, he comes rushing up to me and he grabs my purse. Well, I held on for dear life. He said, "Let go of that purse, baby. Baby, Benton, could you imagine that?" And I held on tight to my strap, and I've still got it. And he's got my purse. I guess they just don't make vinyl like they used to.
The important thing is you're all right.
I can't believe it. It was still light out. Must be an early bird mugger.
What did he look like, Grandma?
Awful. Awful, he looked just awful. I'll never forget him as long as I live. He had a black and white check cap pulled way down low, and he had a big old black mustache, and he had long spindly legs with real tight black pants and a black turtleneck. Why in the hell I ever thought he'd know when the number 9 is due?
Now, Grandma, that's a real good description. You gotta call the police and report it.
Oh, Lord, why? He's long gone by now.
But if they found him, you might get your purse back.
Well, let him keep it. He can't use it without the strap.
Grandma, you're supposed to report it.
Well, then you report it, Buzz. I don't care.
Okay, I will.
Lord, guess I ought to just be happy that I got out of this thing alive. What do I care about my purse? What do I care if the police know about it? All I care about is I want that man to die. It belongs to me, not to him. That man's got no right to live. He ought to burn in hell and wither and suffer and fry. Buzz, you got the cops yet?
Yeah, I'm talking to him right
now.
Let
me have him.
You sure you're up to it?
Hey, just hold my purse. I want you guys to get out there and nail this crate. Just put out your APB there. It's a guy with the long legs, black tight pants, and a black turtleneck. Yes, he did have a mustache. You do? Well, how do you like this? Well, don't just sit there on your big fat precinct. Get out there and nab it.
What'd they say, Mama?
But they know all about this guy. Seems he's been snatching purses from old ladies all over town. I'm supposed to go down there tomorrow and fill out a police report. In the meantime, I ain't gonna take this thing lying down.
What, now, where you... Mama, I forbid you to go out alone.
Well, all right then, Benton, you can drive me. Well, you're doing putting cabbage in stew.
Way to go, Naomi.
You scared the willies out of me.
All right, ladies, let's all do it together. Quickly now, quickly. Right foot forward. Ready, and punch. 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 Turn and add the yell, and punch. Punch. Punch.
Well, good Lord. Is this what you get for coming late?
Well, I'm glad that experience with that mugger has brought you to us.
Well, so am I. It just seems to me that holding on to your purse strap and yelling, "Cut that out," just isn't quite enough.
An awful experience for you, Miss Hopper.
You're a real brave, Grandma.
You poor thing.
Now, wait a minute. This is an object lesson for us all. She is a perfect example of what not to do. Thank you, Miss Harper.
No problem, Chuck. Anytime.
All right, class. What did she do wrong?
Oh, I know. She went out.
We all have to go out sometimes.
But not by herself like that, and not to that silly bingo.
That ain't silly, Fanny.
The other mistake she made was she carried that huge, unsightly white bag.
I love that bag. Don't you start on that bag.
A big bag like that is an easy target.
And she should have never gone to that bus stop where it was dark and
it
there's bushes.
It wasn't even
and
dark out yet.
The street is much better lit. I don't know
That's
why you
right,
don't
want Grandma.
Right.
What is this? Get Mama night? Come on, you trying to tell me it's my fault that I was robbed?
No, they're trying to point out your mistakes.
I guess that's what families are for.
All we're talking about here is common sense and being aware. But first, I want you to catch up on what we've done so far. All right, ladies, let's get in line. Come on, quickly. Quickly.
I'm going to learn me a chokehold. I'm going to put it right around your neck.
All right, we'll start with the first stance. Just everybody get out there. But just pretend you're riding a horse. And power stance. Stretch it way out there. All right, good. Everybody have a seat. Mrs. Harper, you can come out of that stance now.
The hell I can.
Let me help you down, all right?
Be careful there, Charlie.
I'm going to be careful. Don't you worry. We'll take it easy. Real easy. Good. All right, sit down. All right, everybody put your feet together in front of you. Very good. Ladies, press your knees to the floor. Head down.
This is called the sitting bull.
You're telling me. What you call a bull maneuver.
Head down. Keep your heads back. And back.
Get that knee down there.
Get your knees down. Press them to the floor.
Well.
Press them right down to the floor. Good. All right, and forward. And back.
Like, Miss Harper, would you please try to do these exercises properly? Chuck says we're supposed to move like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, well, oil drained out of my crankcase years ago.
And back. Your knees down. Get them down.
Somebody stop me.
Oh, Miss Harper, you're doing great. Just don't get discouraged.
I ain't discouraged. I'm seasick.
All right, ladies, put your feet straight out in front of you and spread them just as wide as you can. Get them out there. All right, we're going to start our stretches to the right and stretch. Way out there. Good. And left. Stretch it way out. Way out there. And to the right. Stretch it way out. Further. And to the left. And to the left. And to the right. And to the left.
Well, I believe I like this one, Chuck.
Now that you're warmed up.
Well, I'm warmed up. I'm sweating like a butcher.
All right, ladies, everybody back up against the wall. Let's get back in with our boots and boots.
Oh.
I'll help you, Miss Harper.
Oh, well, aren't you a sweet thing, Chuck? I really like it.
Thank you.
You're real cute.
Well, thank you, Miss Harper. Now, what I'm going to show you are some basic self-defense techniques that you'll be able to use. Very simple. Palm strike, middle punch, front kick, side kick, roundhouse, and hook. Little aerial work.
Oh, look at that.
Those are some of the techniques you may be able to use. Now I want you to pair off with the person you've been working with, and you may be able to adapt this for yourself. All right, everybody, quickly.
Chuck?
Yes.
Do I have to work with her? She won't let me attack her. Well, there, you just weren't quite so enthusiastic. She's afraid I'm going to mess up her hair.
Well, I don't see why you can't fight for your life and still remain well-groomed.
Well, why don't you try it just one more time? Miss Harper.
Yo!
Since you are the newest member of my class, I'm going to have you work with my star pupil.
You hear that? I get to work with his star pupil. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not too thrilled about that, Miss Harper.
Naomi, teach her everything you know.
Okay, Chuck, come on.
Oh, now, hold on. Just a minute here. You mean to tell me that you're the star pupil?
That's right, I am.
Well, as if this isn't hard enough. All right, what do we do?
Okay, first thing is that you have to pretend that we're mortal enemies. Okay, now let's say that you want to attack me.
It's getting better all the time.
Alright, come on, attack me from the right side.
Well, now, why does it have to be from the right side? If I'm going to be the one to attack you, I want to decide which side it's going to come from.
Oh, for pity's sake, alright, attack me from the left.
Well, I'm going to tell you which side it's coming from. I want it to be a surprise.
Miss Harper, you have to tell me what side. Otherwise, I don't know how to prepare to defend myself.
Well, that just makes me the most considerate attacker in the world, doesn't it? You got to attack me from. Oh, Chuck.
Wait a minute, just a minute, please. Okay, Fran, attack her.
I really make a much better victim.
Fran, you have to attack in order so you'll learn the choreography.
There, did you hear what he said? He said choreography.
Choreography? Now, come on, Chuck. What are we going to do here, fight or foxtrot?
Miss Harper, the attacks are only simulated. We're interested in finesse, not brute strength. Now, let me give you an example, okay? Sonia, do you mind if I grab your hands?
Oh, no, not at all. They're up for grabs.
Now, here I am, much more powerful than this young girl. Yet I can get her in a hole. Ah! And she can easily get out of this hole. Sonia, go ahead and get out of the hole. Just go ahead and get out of it.
Do I have to?
Naomi, would you work with me just a minute?
Sure, Chuck.
Good. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Get out of the hole.
Oh, well, I wasn't expecting that.
Well, that's the element of surprise.
That's what I'm talking about, your surprise. Let's see you get out of this one, Miss Star Pupil. All right. So, what do you think of that, Miss Harper? Did you learn anything?
Well, yes, I believe I did. I think I'd like to try that.
All right. Give it your best shot.
Get out of my way, rookie. I'm going for the A-team. All right, Chuck. Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Miss Harper. Are you okay?
Surprise! Whoa!
Well, I see you bought something in Niedermeyer's, too.
I only shop at Niedermeyer's.
Well, so did I. So did my mother. So did her mother before her. You wouldn't think a store that old would be so all-fired newfangled. All they had was these feather light irons. Now I ask you, how's that gonna do a job?
I'm sure I don't know.
Well, I guess you got to keep up to date, whether you want to or not. Remember when this street used to be the main drag?
It was a beautiful thoroughfare.
Well, that's what I just said. Well, look at it now. All covered with litter and trash. Riffraff walking up and down. Are you getting a good look at this guy? He threw you in just for your bridge work.
Why? Didn't even come near me.
That's because you're sitting with me. I learned all about this stuff in my self-defense class. If you act strong and confident, then muggers will think twice before they attack you. Sit up straight. You're acting like a victim. Come on. Get this purse hooked over your arm like that. Now, come on. Wow. You see this girl coming this way? Now, you would think you'd be safe with a girl like that, right? Wrong. She can be a mugger just as easily as a man. I'm telling you, it's these equal rights. I'm going to show you something that you can do when I'm not around. Watch this. Now, do you see how that makes them steer clear of you? You see? You want to try it? All you do is act loony. I'm telling you, I learned the hard way. You got to keep your eyes and ears open. You got to be awake every single minute. Well, good Lord, it's him. Freeze, you slime bag.
Yeah. All right, that's the way you want it.
Well, good Lord, I'm just an old woman here. Just take my purse. But now, wait a minute, don't forget her purse.
Right.
I guess it can do the job after all.
Just think, Mama. A whole big article all about you.
and on the front page of the Metro section.
Sassy senior beans bandit.
Your hero, Grandma.
Yeah, I just wish they didn't have to print a hero's age.
Aren't you excited about it?
Well, I only did what any sassy senior would do. I don't want to hear another word about it.
I couldn't get as many as you wanted. This was all they had.
Miss Harper, you are a stitch.
All right, and knock it off, all of you. I'm holding an iron that makes this hand a lethal weapon.